in Africa. And God wanted to give her about 1,000 to 1,500 kids to take care of, and she just didn't want to do that. She had about 300 to 500 at that point. So, and they were all hungry. They ran out of food. So she was crying out to Jesus, and Jesus appeared and stood before her and said, "Would you take 1,000 if I sent them to you?" And she couldn't refuse because of these piercing eyes. But she said, "Lord, they're all hungry." And he reached behind her, in behind his whatever he was wearing, and pulled out a handful of flesh. And she said to the Lord, "That's gross." He said, "Take." And so she reached out and took part of it, and the minute she removed it from his hand, it became bread. And so all the kids lined up and took a piece of this flesh that became bread. I am the life of bread. You know, it really makes this communion thing come alive. And I listened to that, and I said, I wonder how many people this lady, it's unbelievable the ministry she's got, and she's been through so many testings and trials in her body and so on. It's unbelievable. And I wonder how many people would believe that Jesus would do it that way. Reach in here, wherever he reached, and pulled out a whole bunch of flesh. And the minute she took it, it turned to bread. I am the life, the bread of life. And when they ate that little thing, it sustained every child in that place. See, America can have these things. But she paid a tremendous price to take on that type of ministry over there. And as a matter of fact, she was like me. I mean, I thought I was listening to myself. She quit many times. And I don't want to do this. She only had about 10 to start with. I think she wound up with 2,000 or 3,000, and they've never gone without, and their faith is in Jesus. And I'm telling you, we've been talking about being trained in the supernatural. Well, if you was there and happened to see that, that would make you believe in the supernatural, wouldn't it? Hallelujah. Now, I don't know if the children saw the Lord, but they saw the flesh. They all came up and took a piece of it, and it turned to bread. Hallelujah. Well, that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we need to have him doing things like that in America, in the churches in America. Amen? Hallelujah. Equipping for the supernatural. That's what we've been talking about. Friday we talked about condemnation and no guilt and condemnation in us because we're in Christ. So when guilt and condemnation approaches our mind and thoughts come in our mind from that, we say, no, I'm in Christ. See, and so we're going to keep on talking about that. Another place I went, everything was created through the Lord Jesus Christ. So if it was all created through him, then everything, he's Lord over everything. And it came out of the supernatural Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, everything was created. And I said Friday night, I don't believe for one minute he created marijuana. He didn't create sin. He took away sin. Amen. And so there's a lot to be learned about the Lord. But as they were saying this morning, it starts as a mustard seed. And we all have to be equipped and grow, and you grow. And there's two areas that God wants you to understand that he's given us to help us grow. One is the Holy Spirit, to walk in the supernatural. And the other one is faith. The Word of God is faith. And the Holy Spirit, he's the only one that can teach us how to walk in the supernatural. Amen? You may think because you read this, your mind can teach you, but it can't. You're really being taught by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit wants to teach you how to produce the character of Christ, which is the fruits of the Holy Spirit. He wants to teach you how to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And as long as you stay in the flesh, you'll always be misinformed about the gifts. You know, it says, don't be ignorant about the gifts. Well, the flesh will misinform you. You know why? We all look for, well, I don't feel nothing. I don't believe I'm called there. And so the only way you can know you're called there and the only way you can feel things is move in the Holy Spirit. So God wants to equip us some more about the supernatural. So he gives us the Holy Spirit. We get born again. We receive his Spirit. Amen? And he's going to teach you how to walk in the supernatural. The second is faith. And the Word of God is faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Those are the two areas that God uses as a tool, as a power to teach us how to walk in the supernatural. Amen? And that is to establish His covenant. See, most people get saved and the covenant of God is not established in them, particularly on the outside. And so the Holy Spirit, faith, is to establish the covenant, the agreement, the contract that Jesus is faithful to. So that's the reason why you don't see a lot of healing, you don't see a lot of gifts operating, because people ain't established in the covenant. They're not being taught by the Spirit. They're not walking in faith. Okay? And so we're going to look at some scriptures. And so when you're established in the covenant, number one, He wants you to walk in the authority that Jesus walked in. So if you're that mustard seed and you're growing, you got the Spirit now, you've accepted Jesus, He's teaching you, now you're walking by faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, because He's going to establish the covenant. In other words, when He met with Sarah and Abraham, He said, I'm here to establish the covenant, the agreement. The Holy Spirit is in us to establish the covenant so that we can get all the benefits and promises by walking in the supernatural if we learn how to flow in the Spirit, learn how to be trained by the Holy Spirit. Turn, if you would, to Mark 11:23. Mark. Say Mark. Where'd Mark go? Hallelujah. For surely I say to you, this is what the Spirit's going to establish. This is what the faith is going to establish in us. And this is going to bring the covenant alive in our lives. Whoever says to this mountain, so you got to say something to the problem. You got to say something to the marriage. You got to say something to the business. If you have a business, you got to say something to your body, your immune system. You got to speak to it. Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. So God says, I want you to walk in authority. And how do you get authority? You learn how to speak with the Spirit of God from the Word of God, which is faith. And you're going to establish the covenant. In other words, I have a covenant with Jesus, a blood covenant, and I should be able to speak to cancer. I should be able to speak to poverty. I should be able to speak to sickness. I should be able to speak to marriages. I should be able to speak to speak with authority to the devil or to principalities and powers. You see what I'm saying? We should be here and we should be ruling. And if you're established in the covenant, every time you're established, when you're established in the covenant, it'll work every time. And your flesh sometimes don't want to be established in the covenant, because that means more commitment to Jesus. That means more being trained by the Holy Spirit. So he wants, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, so the mountain is either sickness or poverty or demon attacks or marriage problems or sometimes people are in business and they have business problems. God wants you to speak to that business. He wants you to talk to it in the name of Jesus. That's authority. Jesus established that authority, that covenant between him and the Father when he was taken out in the desert. You remember he was brought out in the desert by the Holy Spirit? He established a covenant then that he had an agreement with Father God. And he established it by showing Satan that he had more authority and more power than Satan had. Can you understand that? So the first thing God wants you and I to learn is to start speaking to things. Whatever that may be. If you're going to walk in the Spirit, be trained by the Spirit, you see. Walk in faith. Establish that covenant by the Spirit of God in you. You see, most people believe, well, I'm saved. You know, all the promises belong to me. But once you get into the covenant, Jesus is faithful to the covenant. He's not faithful to religion and all that. He's faithful to the covenant. Amen? So God wants you to know that you can be established in it. And one of the ways is you're going to have to start speaking to things. You're going to have to start taking authority over it. You're going to have to start speaking the authority of the name of Jesus into whatever area you need to speak to. So God wants you to flow in authority. He wants you to flow in power. He wants to establish that covenant in your life. And that's being equipped for the supernatural, because anytime you operate in the covenant, you're operating in the supernatural, whatever area that may be. So as they were saying, Jerry and Rena were saying this morning that it's a seed. It starts small. You got to be trained. And so you need someone to train you. That's the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, I'm a new creation. See, if you're a new creation, you can say that, but are you operating in the new creation, in the supernatural realm? I'm a new creation, but is the kingdom dictating to me? Am I operating in the supernatural realm? See, we all say, and that's covenant. You see, we all say, I'm a new creation. I mean, we've quoted here and we've spoken here 1,000 times, if not more. But listen to me, saints. If you're a new creation, where are you operating from? From your mind, or are you operating from the supernatural? If you're operating from the supernatural, out of that new creation, that place in Christ, by the Spirit of God and by faith, you will walk in the covenant and you will set the captives free. You'll set the people who have, maybe it's in your family, maybe people who have cancer. You know, there's so many different cancers going on in the world today. And most people can't speak to it. They speak to it, but it stays there. Most people speak to tumors, but they stay there. God wants you and I to grow from that mustard seed, to grow up and be established in the covenant. And when you and I get in an agreement in that covenant, whatever you say when you're operating in that covenant, because you're a new creation, it'll happen. That's why you saw the apostles when Jesus gave them power and sent them out. They walked in that agreement. They walked in that covenant. And they done some powerful things. It's like that woman in Africa. We don't have no food, Jesus. Well, he couldn't lay it on people's hearts to send food there or bring food there. He brought it himself. I'm the bread of life. That's operating in the supernatural. Everybody who has a business, who has a ministry, ought to be operating in the new creation realities. And that's the supernatural. God wants you to have wisdom if you need it about your business, about your ministry. God wants you to have knowledge. And so there's things that you and I have to do. We have to be trained, number one, the Spirit and faith. And so let me tell you something, saints. I got up this morning and I was so ill. I mean ill. I told Jeff about this and I said I was about to call you and have you take the service. He says, oh, my God. I was so ill. I went in my prayer closet, and I started speaking new creation reality. I started speaking the covenant. I started praying in tongues. And I was in there about a half an hour, and I finally went out and drank some vitamin C like I always do every morning. Well, I'm standing up here, and I feel fine. See, that's covenant. See, I believe that I have a covenant with God. So I told him. I said, I have an agreement, a covenant, a contract with you through Jesus Christ and through his blood. I need to have this thing touch my body. And he said, well, then speak to it. So I started speaking to my body. And I'm standing up here and I feel good. That quick, when you start having this revelation of who you are in Christ, these kingdom language, and you allow the Spirit of God to teach you. See, it wasn't my flesh's idea to go in the prayer closet and talk to God. My flesh wanted to just go flop on a pillow somewhere. Even Betty said, well, maybe if you lay down for a while, you'll feel better. And I said to myself, oh, that ain't going to work with me. I need to get in that prayer closet. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I went in there by faith. Because I had built faith into me, faith was there. God gave me faith. When I stepped into salvation in Jesus, I stepped into faith. So faith brought me in the prayer closet, and the Spirit helped me pray and speak to my body. See, I don't know when we're ever going to learn how to operate in the supernatural, when we're going to have a business that's all kinds of money is coming in, or a ministry. Or a marriage, or a family. God said, I want you to establish authority. So if your pocketbook has got dust in it, you need to start calling. I told people Friday I was in Walmart, and me and Betty walked up to the meat thing or whatever it was, and this guy got right in my face. He was this close. He said, "Did you get your check from Obama?" I said, "I don't get checks from Obama. I get them from Jesus." He said, "Jesus?" I said, "Yes. It comes down through Abraham." It threw him so much, he stepped out around me and walked away. He said, "I get my money from Jesus. I get my money from Jesus." And he walked all the way down the aisle. I took a fit of laughing, man. The guy was actually talking to himself. Don't expect anything from Obama. Expect it from Jesus as a born-again Christian. I was in another store yesterday, and I said, the day before yesterday, and I said to the girl, are you saved? She says, "No, I'm a Catholic." See, I say something to everybody I meet, if they'll just look at me. "No, I'm a Catholic." I said, "You've got Jesus in your life." "Yeah." I said, "You're a Christian." Catholic means universal. Christian means Christ-like. So you've got to make a choice. Do I want to be universal, or do I want to be Christ-like? So he said, Jesus is saying here, if you learn to take authority and speak the things in his name, you see, "For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain," everybody has a mountain from time to time. It may be an emotional mountain. It may be a financial mountain. It may be a marriage mountain. It may be a ministry mountain. It's a hindrance. He said, "I want you to speak to it. And I want you to speak to it from my word." In other words, I want you to call through Abraham, through the seed, which is me, financial blessings, if that's what you need. Amen? So authority is very important. Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. Your heart, sometimes your mind is going to start doubting. That's why my mind today, this morning, wanted to go lay down. And because I pray twice a day, the faith was in me to bring me into that prayer closet, and the Spirit manifested in my life and actually taught me what to say. Scriptures were coming to my thinking. See, that's covenant. And man, I was telling God, "I got a covenant. I'm washed in the blood. You got to do something here. You got to manifest some things." And you know what he said? "No, you got to say some things." I was so bad, I didn't want to say anything. Betty said, "Well, there must be something good coming. Here we go, another attack." And I was listening to this woman's testimony yesterday. And I'm talking about this woman's gone through some things. So if you think you're not going to go through some testings and trials, guess what? That's your head talking to you. I mean, she was so sick one time, on the edge of death, and she fell up against a wall in a church in Africa, and God said, "Go up and give a testimony." She couldn't hardly talk. And she went up there, man, and the minute she opened her mouth, God touched her and she was healed. When are we going to start trusting in Jesus? When are we going to start walking that covenant that Jesus said we have? Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Turn to Luke 4, if you would, Chris. Praise you, Jesus. I was sitting there last night. This lady Friday came up, and she had something wrong with her jaw. She's not here. So I prayed for her. She went out in the Spirit. And I got home, and I was sitting there. I went, opened my mouth, and my mouth started popping and cracking and hurting. I'm saying, "What is this?" So all day, yes, I'm sitting there. I was just doing it over here, But they said, "What are you doing, yawning?" And I said, "No, I'm exercising my jaw." See, I'm taking authority over it. You're not staying in there, and you're going to keep getting, you're going to crack until you stop cracking. My jaw never cracked before. Does anybody have a jaw that cracks? Oh, oh. You back here too, David? Yours jaw cracks? Well, mine, I'm not putting up with that. I mean, that's like after you get a certain age, you walk and your ankles squeak and your elbows squeak, and I got oil in me, the Holy Ghost. But I didn't have a cracking jaw until I prayed for her. I said, what are you trying to teach me, Lord? Faith. Speak to it. Open your mouth and move it. Well, it hurts. Only for a while. Well, with God, you don't know what a while means. That's 6 months, 2 weeks, or what? Are we in Luke 4? Yeah. Jesus is going to establish his covenant with the Father. And he's going to show the devil. You see, because Jesus only said what the Father said and done what the Father here, what he saw the Father do. Now listen now. Jesus being filled with the Holy Ghost. Say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. So he took me in the prayer closet this morning, you see. Faith brought me in. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and he gets me to start speaking to my body, start speaking to my jaw, start speaking to your wallet. If you are born into the supernatural realm, you are a new creation, you ought to be drawing from that realm. Whether it's knowledge or wisdom, whatever it may be. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil, in verse 2. In those days, he ate nothing. And afterward, I didn't eat much this morning myself. He was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, have you ever had thoughts in your mind? Well, you're running around telling yourself you're a Christian and everything else. Why don't you do this? See, God wants me to establish. So he said, you don't feel good in your body? Go in your prayer closet and speak. Let my spirit help you. Go in there by faith and speak. Show the devil. Show your physical body who's running this. Speak to it. And that's what I did. I didn't want Jeff to wet his pants. He said, well, then, if you called, how was I going to get a message? I said, you pray in tongues until a word comes to you. It may be grace, it may be faith, it may be whatever it may be. You flip the Bible open to that word that comes to you. You take those scriptures that word is in, or that chapter, and that's your message. Simple, isn't it? And the devil said to him, see, we have a devil talking to us all the time. He was talking to me this morning. Oh, you better go lay down. He even said, you don't look good. I said, how do you know? You don't look good. All of a sudden you say, oh, I don't feel good either. You got to establish the covenant. Else he'll have you not going to church. He'll have you not showing up for work. He'll have you not talking to your wife because you don't feel good. Or wife not talking to your husband. Or you can't spend time with your kids. Or you can't spend time in prayer. I just don't feel good. Devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. See, we're not going to do what the devil says to do. We're going to do what the covenant says to do. Amen? Amen. And so Jesus, being from the Father, he had a covenant, he had an agreement. When you leave heaven, you come down to earth, and you go through the virgin birth by the power of the Holy Spirit, you're only going to do what I say. I mean, do what you see me do, or say what I say. So whatever the devil's saying to him, it ain't going to register. You and I become born again. We step into the spirit realm. We step in there by faith. We step into a covenant. We are a seed that the Holy Spirit wants to teach us that we're only going to say what the Word says until we grow up. Those who have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches today. You and I are the church. We're the body of Christ. We ought to be saying what God says. Then Jesus answered him, verse 4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Amen? But every word of God, the supernatural words of God, speaking through a donkey, having a woman have a baby when she was 100 years old. We ought to be speaking that stuff. What do I receive? What part of the covenant is mine? What part of the covenant am I walking in? Do I need healing? Do I need finances? Do I need knowledge? Do I need wisdom? Because the covenant belongs to us. That agreement, that contract God made when you and I accepted Jesus, it was written in his blood. Amen? So the devil's trying to convince Jesus, and Jesus has already got an agreement with the Father. He's not going to say what the devil says. You and I have an agreement through the blood of Jesus. We have the Spirit of God to say only what the Word of God says. Are you listening? You're not going to say what the body's telling you that it wants you to say. For example, it wanted me to lay down today. I knew if I lay down, I wouldn't get up. We all like to sleep. Verse 5, then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this authority I'll give you in their glory for this has been delivered to me. I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. I wonder how many people really hear from the devil and we start doing what the devil tells us to do. If you're going out to hear the word of God, you know something? He's going to convince you, get a phone call. You got up too late and you're going to be at church. You're going to show up at church late. He'll tell you all kinds of things. See, you and I should be established in the covenant, led by the Spirit of God. So when the devil's speaking to us, I speak to you now, Satan, in the name of Jesus, shut your mouth. I bind you, principalities and powers, you shut your mouth in Jesus' name. You're not going to rule my family. You're not going to rule my business. You're not going to rule my marriage. They're controlling spirits. Because I have covenant, and I'm a new creation. And the Spirit of God is in me. And he's going to teach me not to agree with the world. In the world, but not of it. Amen? Amen? Amen. See, that's walking in the supernatural. There's some people here who have remained as babes. You haven't grown because you haven't been challenged. Because some of the message that I speak, most people haven't heard about it. Although it's in the Bible. Well, how can I be set free? Get the CDs. Get on the computer and listen. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. This is not a difficult thing, saints. This is taking authority over the mountain, over the sickness, over the disease. This is taking authority over the marriage problem. Over your own mind. You don't know because... But some of you have had great battles, but you don't know the battle I was in not to come to church. You know why? Listen now. The flesh is saying, hey, you got to feel good go to church. You don't feel good. You need to sit down, lay down. You don't have to feel good to come to church. This is a hospital for the sick. You'll feel good when you leave. But you see how it tried to twist that around? You don't feel good. You can't go to church. You don't feel good. How many people, and don't raise your hands, how many people have battled that? I don't feel good, man. I didn't press my shirt. Come in a wrinkled one. The devil will try to stop you from getting into prayer, getting into praise and worship, coming to church to hear the word of God. He'll tell you all kinds of things. My shoes ain't shined. Come barefoot. This is holy ground anyway. Praise God. So just as the devil is talking to Jesus, Jesus had already established a covenant and agreement with the Father. So he knows everything he's hearing is lies. You and I should know every time the flesh is trying to teach us not to do something about God's word, or the devil's talking to us. That's walking in the supernatural, saints. That's being trained by the Holy Spirit. That's walking by faith. That's speaking to the mountain. So the rest of the story goes on. We know that Jesus don't give up, and he comes out of the same situation by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Genesis 17:7. And I'm not going to read all this, but Genesis 17:7. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants and generations and everlasting covenant to be. You see, that's what God's trying to do. He wants to establish a covenant. A covenant that you and I accepted when we accepted Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You see what I'm saying? He wants to establish it. How does he establish it? Well, we go back to the beginning where the Spirit of God and faith will establish a covenant in your life. Hallelujah. Say, I have authority. Over the flesh. Over the devil. Over poverty. I have authority. And that's that covenant you walk in. You see, you have authority to speak to that sickness, that disease. I used to have shoulder problems. You know what God told me to do? Go in your office every morning and do this number. It hurts. Just do it. Speak to it. Do it. Shoulder, you're going to be healed. Shoulder, you're going to be healed. I don't have any problem with shoulders now. See, God says when you get into the covenant and you're established, he establishes the covenant by the Spirit of God and by faith in your life, you'll walk in the supernatural. Amen? Say, I'm a new creation. See, we have been recreated, our spirit has. And now the spirit has to teach the flesh. The flesh is nothing but a complainer and a whiner. I didn't want to walk across my living room to my office. I'm tired, Jesus. See, you people don't think I go through things. You think I'm just, I'm tired, Lord. I don't feel good. You see, he wasn't going to heal me there. There was a condition. Go in your prayer closet, you see, and it doesn't have to be a prayer closet, but just be obedient to what he's telling you to do. Go over there by faith, because I have the faith, because I built up praying. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you build up your most holy faith. You see, I have the faith, and when I got in there, the Spirit of God taught me and helped me what to say. But he would not touch me right here. What's God telling you to do? And it's so inconvenient. I don't want to go over there. I used to live in a little town, me and my wife and children, in a little place called La Vida, Colorado. And that's where we got saved. Population 500, I think it was. We had one light in the town. When I got saved, I used to get in my little pickup and go down to a little Southern Baptist church every day, 7 days a week, and go downstairs in a little office and pray for 2 or 3 hours. And every time I went down the street, because I ran into a train there when I got drunk. Don't ever try that. Trains don't move. I'm coming down the road, man, about 60 miles an hour, and I ran around that train. The truck moved, but the train didn't. This is before I'm saved now. That's a true story. God was with me. So now after I get saved, no one wants to look at me. I'm going down the street. How you doing? Praise God. Everybody's turning their head the other way. There goes Praise the Lord Mayo. See, God was establishing some things in me. I want to establish my covenant, Jesus said. I want you to do. There's always seems to be conditions with God. why wouldn't he touch me standing where I was standing? I mean, it really bothered me to walk from here. I don't know, above over the second pew there is, wherever it is. It was difficult. I had two ways to go. I could have gone in the office that way. In the bedroom, man, the door bedroom, it was just right there. Big old king size, the pillow. That's the shortest distance to get relieved. He wouldn't. If I'd have gone in there, I'd have never got touched. Like he said to the guy, I want you to wash seven times. Remember that? That little story? See, we need to operate in the supernatural. We need to have this whole supernatural thing become alive. Not just walking around saying, oh, yeah, I'm under the blood covenant. I'm under the blood covenant. And you're getting your butt kicked all over town. We need to start talking to Satan in the name of Jesus. Start talking to sickness and disease. Start talking to our business. Start talking to our shoulders. Start talking to our hearts. Start talking to our lungs. You know, I got this little machine home. They give it to you when you're in the hospital. Probably some of you got one. You probably put it in the closet and you ain't seen it since. And you breathe out, you know, like that. I do that 10 times twice a day. I get my lungs so expanded, they stretch. I can actually feel them in my chest stretching. How many have one of those things? How many are using it right now? You know, do you know where it is? Where you put it, Rose?
Yes, I do.
Oh, get it out.
Okay.
Now, my wife has one, and I'm still trying to. It's good for the lungs. You got this little thing that comes up, you know, up into the thing, but you don't blow in it. You breathe out. I can make that thing go all the way up and bounce off the top. One breath. You want to keep pneumonia out of your lungs? Use it. If you feel starting to feel something, you see, and you don't have good oxygen coming into your lungs or coming into your body, all you need to do, if it's at 89, all you got to do is stand there and take deep breaths through your nose. It'll raise it from 89 to 93. See, we just want God to do everything. Expand my lungs, Jesus. Well, heal me here. I'm standing here. I'm your child by the blood. No, I want you going over there. See, you don't think I have those kind of, but I do. See, I was almost demanding God because I'm a child of God. No, I pray twice a day. I tithe. You ought to be able to do it right here. Have you ever done that? You demand it. I'm going right there. I'm right there, God. And you get so loud, you don't hear what he's telling you to do. See, I share everything. When I first got saved, I was called into the ministry. I said to my wife, I'm standing up there and tell them everything about my life. She says, everything? And I went down there, man, and I emptied myself out, told everything. And the devil can't hold nothing now. I don't keep nothing inside. That's why I tell you, you know, I had this battle this morning. I was very, very sick, and God said, that doesn't bother me. You mean it happened? It doesn't bother me what you think. I don't keep nothing inside, because what I keep inside, devil say, aha, you're lying. He didn't heal you like that. You had to go over there and pray and blah, blah, blah. Shut up, devil. You need to start speaking to your body, Michael, and don't stop speaking until the MS leaves your body. Hallelujah. God's a healing God. And God says he wants to establish that covenant Oh, just think how much stuff you could. See, that's what Jesus, he was establishing a covenant. That's why he would say, Lazarus, come on out of there. Think about it. He had a covenant with God. He was established. I'm only going to say what the Father says. I'm only going to do what I see the Father do. That's supernatural. So you see him all through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Saying and doing things. Take the water pots and go fill them up full of water. Now go dump them out and bring them to the thing there. And it was turned into wine. He had a covenant from heaven. And Jesus said you can do the same and even greater. We're not established in the covenant. We want God to do things at our convenience. Amen? Praise God. Well, number two in the orange. I like these songs. I like this music. I've been hanging with this guy for 30 years. And every time he sings, I said, Lord, can you give me a voice like that? Well, I've tried it. It emptied the church out. If I'm going to have to listen to him sing like that, I'll go someplace with some good praise and worship. Hallelujah.
Seem too much to bear. Be at peace, my child. I send my angels each night to watch over you. There will no evil thing come nigh you. Be at peace, my child. For things I have spoken, ye will find peace in me. In the world there's tribulation, but I've overcome this world. For I am God, creator of this universe. Place your care. Child, place your care on me. Be at peace, my child.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants to establish his covenant. Amen? So I have the Holy Spirit.
I have the Holy Spirit.
I have faith.
I have faith.
I have an agreement.
I have an agreement.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
That I can walk in authority. His name is my authority. I will this week. Speak to any mountain, any sickness, any disease, any money problem. I will turn it around by faith, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Yeah. Well, praise God. If you want prayer for anything, come on up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Peace. Be at peace, my child. Don't get rattled this week. There's two or three people in here already rattled about something. You know, we have little bits and parts. We shake something, it rattles. I can hear rattling going on. There's some people having a problem with some things. I don't know what these are doing up here. I don't sign checks or nothing. Put them over there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hi. How you doing? Good? You like prayer, don't you? Uh-huh. Praise God. You're limping and you get your arm in a sling. What'd you do? A car wreck? Who won? Oh, my. Close your eyes, dear. Raise your hands. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
The reason why I took your hands off her, I don't want to pick up things that are going on in your life. It may not happen to everybody that way, but it happens with me sometimes. If too many hands are laid on, I pick up too many different things. Hallelujah. How you doing?
Good.
Raise your hands there. I touch you right now, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Name, Lord, I thank you for your healing touch, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, I can see a big iron door. There's a key turning in it. God is about to open something that's really been closed on you for a long time. And God says, any door I open, no man will close, and any door I close, no man will open. It was a big like metal door. That doesn't mean it's a real metal door, but there's something that's been closed, and God is going to open it, and that door and that archway is going to belong to you. You can pass on through it. Father God, in the blessed name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Oh, the precious anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the move of the Holy Spirit in her life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, every place where there's scars, Lord, where the emotions have been hurt and they're leaving scars. We thank you, Lord, there'll be no scars, Lord, because you're a God who all things are possible with you, Father God, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord, that by faith, Lord, I'm touching her, Lord, and by faith she's receiving, Lord. And those things that keep trying to come up out of her emotions are going to be destroyed right now by the anointing. The anointing right now. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father God. I touch her right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, I speak to this MS right now. I speak to his shoulders in the name of Jesus. I speak to his hips, his spine, his nervous system. I destroy this MS. I speak to it. I cast it out of him in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the wonderful healing power of you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. This is a covenant we have with you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that healing belongs to him, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We're establishing it by speaking authority in your name, Lord Jesus. Healing anointing all through his body, Lord. His shoulders, Lord, wherever MS, and even in his brain, Lord, where those spots are, Lord, the spots are being dissolved as I speak in Jesus' name, because I take authority over those spots that are causing the legs not to work properly or the arms are not. Spots, I speak to you right now. I dissolve you in the authority of the name of Jesus. I dissolve you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, King Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ooh, ooh, hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God, right now I touch her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, I touch that part of her mind, Lord. It's causing her troubles, Lord, right in her brain, Lord. I touch her brain in the name of Jesus. I touch that part of her mind, Lord, has been giving her troubles, Lord. We just bind every satanic dart that's been trying to throw in her mind. We just thank you, Lord. There's a refreshing of the Holy Spirit going into her life, Lord. Every bit of it, Lord, wherever she's having these problems. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that kindness is going to rise up in her by the Holy Spirit, that joy is going to come to her, that wisdom is going to come to her as I call it forth, Lord, according to your word and the authority of your name, Lord Jesus. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Oh, right now, healing, Lord, the healing anointing, Lord, flowing from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, I can see a little, it's about 2 inches long. It's a little dark spot and surrounded by some white. God is healing something in your body. God is healing something in your body, Father God, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, what's her mother's name?
Aurora.
Aurora, I speak to you right now. I command this blockage to go in Jesus' name. This stroke will not do any more damage. It'll be relieved by the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. Her heart will start beating because I so speak it, that my God supplying her need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus, that she can do all things through Christ that strengthens her. I bind your power, Satan. I bind the principalities and powers from her. I thank you and I praise you. The peace of God is upon her right now in Jesus' name. And every bit of sickness is going to go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, King Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, there's been some trickery. Someone has, in a train, there's a train yard. This is something that God's going to reveal to you. There's a train yard and a train track, and someone has switched a track. And God's going to give you wisdom to. Now, this is not a train and a track, but someone has switched a track where something is going not in the right direction, and God is going to cause it to go in the right direction. He's going to give you the wisdom to recognize it and to straighten something out. But someone has switched a track, and so God is going to let you see that, and God's going to reveal it to you, and you're going to bring it back in line where it's supposed to be. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the wisdom you're going to give this man, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. That which the enemy meant for bad, God's going to turn around for good in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch you right now, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, dear. Thank you. Well, praise God. Amen. Now, how many here had cracking jaws? One, two, three. Yours cracks too? Anybody else? Did I miss anybody? Put your hand on your jaw. Put your hand on your jaw that cracks. Father God, right now, Lord, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you. You're using these hands, Lord, the hands of Jesus. We just give you praise, Lord. The anointing of the Spirit of God is flowing in and fixing this jaw, Lord. Fixing this bone, Lord. You didn't create it to crack, Lord. And so right now, Lord, we're asking under the blood covenant, Lord, this covenant that you've established in our lives, Lord. This faith that you've given them, Lord. This power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. That they will now establish this covenant, Lord, by believing that the jaw will be healed and there'll be no more cracking. We give you praise and honor and glory for this miracle in Jesus' name. Father God, we lift up our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We honor you, Lord. We need you every day, Lord Jesus Christ. You truly are our Lord, our Christ. We thank you, Lord, that we want to learn how to flow in the supernatural, Lord, because you have mentioned that your Spirit, Lord, speaks to those who have an ear, and he was speaking to the church. We are the body of Christ. We are the church, Lord. We want to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. We want to flow in the supernatural realm, Lord. We want to flow in success in our business, Lord, success in our marriage, Lord. We want to do it your way, Lord, led by your Holy Spirit. And we want to know, and we know that we have the faith, Lord, to step into these areas. So we exalt and lift you up today, Lord Jesus, for your message. We lift you up, Lord, through praise and worship. We honor you, Lord. We thank you for the Shekinah glory in this place. We thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your love. We thank you for washing us from every sin, sickness, and disease. We just give you praise, Lord Jesus. And now we stand by faith and we walk in the benefits, Lord, and we will not forget the benefits that you gave to us, Lord Jesus. So we honor you today and praise you and worship you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.